Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are teaching their little ones one of life's most important lessons, how to be gentle with the living things around them. If your toddler is still learning how to use gentle hands with pets or babies, I want you to know something right away. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being rough on purpose. What you're seeing is completely normal development, and I'm going to share with you exactly why this happens and how you can help. Here's what the magic book taught me about toddlers and gentle touch. Between ages 2 and 3, your child's brain is in the middle of learning something incredibly complex called impulse control. Think about it like this. Their little brain is like a garden that's still growing. The part that helps them stop and think before they act, the part that helps them control how hard they squeeze or how fast they move, that part is still developing. It's not fully grown yet, and that's exactly as it should be. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells us that toddlers are actively learning to control their actions, impulses, feelings, and their bodies. This isn't defiance, my friend. This is development. When your 2-year-old pats the cat a little too hard or hugs the baby a little too tight, they're not trying to hurt anyone. They're practicing a skill that takes years to master. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children shows us something wonderful. When adults model gentle behavior consistently, when we show warmth and affection in how we touch and speak, children learn to interact positively with others. They're watching us, learning from us every single day. So what can you do to help your little one learn gentle touch? Let me share some strategies that really work. First, model gentle touch yourself. Show your child what gentle looks like. When you pet the family dog, narrate what you're doing. Say something like, "See how I'm using soft hands? The dog loves gentle touches." When you hold the baby, let your toddler see how carefully you support their head. Children learn so much through watching us. Second, use positive reinforcement immediately when you see gentle behavior. The moment your child touches the cat gently, celebrate it. You can say, "I saw you use gentle hands with Fluffy. That made her so happy." This helps their brain connect the gentle action with positive feelings. Third, practice with objects that are safe. Before expecting your child to be gentle with pets or babies, let them practice on things that won't get hurt. A soft stuffed animal, a delicate flower, even a houseplant. Early childhood experts recommend using sensory activities to help toddlers learn the difference between gentle and rough touch. Fourth, redirect with patience, not punishment. When your child is too rough, gently stop their hand and show them the right way. You might say, "Let's try that again with gentle hands like this." Then guide their hand to show them what gentle feels like. Remember, they're learning, not misbehaving. And here's something beautiful. We have a story in the Book of Inara that teaches this lesson in the most magical way. It's called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants actually glow when they're cared for with gentle touches and kind words. As Milo learns that living things respond to gentle care, children watching or listening learn the same lesson. They see that gentle hands create beautiful responses, that living things have feelings too. What I love about this story is how it makes the invisible visible. Your toddler can't see that the cat feels better with gentle touches, but in the story, they can see the plants glowing. It gives them a concrete, magical way to understand the impact of their touch. After you share this story with your child, you can create your own gentle touch practice. Care for a houseplant together. Remind them how the plants in the story loved gentle touches. Let them practice being gentle in a safe, low-stakes way. Then, when they're ready, they can bring those gentle hands to the family pet or the new baby. Here's what I want you to remember, my friend. Your child is not being difficult. They're not being careless or mean. They're learning one of life's most important skills, empathy. The ability to understand that other living things have feelings, that our actions affect others, that gentleness matters. This is huge, and it takes time. Some days will be easier than others. Some days your child will remember to use gentle hands, and some days they'll forget. That's okay. That's learning. Your patience, your modeling, your gentle redirections, they're all teaching your child something beautiful. The research is so clear on this. Children develop empathy and gentle behavior most effectively when adults demonstrate these qualities consistently, validate the child's learning process, and provide immediate positive feedback when they observe gentle interactions. You're doing all of that, and it's working, even when it doesn't feel like it. So keep going, wonderful parent. Keep modeling gentle touch. Keep celebrating those moments when your child remembers. Keep redirecting with patience when they forget. And keep sharing stories like the greenhouse where plants whisper thank you that make these lessons magical and memorable. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your little one. They're learning, they're growing, and with your loving guidance, they're becoming the gentle, empathetic person you're helping them to be. Find the greenhouse where plants whisper thank you and so many more stories in the Book of Inara app. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams, my wonderful friend.